want to thank everybody watching on Warriors.com as well as NBC Sports Bay Area, and welcome to Thrive City and hanging out here. Initially, Bob Myers will talk about Klay Thompson's injury update, and then we will have our draft picks, which is obviously an incredible day for them and their family, and really a realization of a lifelong dream. So question-wise, be a little bit different. With all the protocols, Bob has been tested, I've been tested, the players have been tested, which is why we don't have a mask on, and we are 6 feet away, so we're definitely in accordance with everything in the city. We will not have informal questions and gatherings afterwards, so this is the time to talk to Bob and talk to the players. Raise your hands, identify yourself, and we'll do it that way. I know we normally will do some Q&A and then have a breakdown session. We're unable to do that health and protocol-wise right now. So those are kind of the rules of the road. So, Bob, why don't you address Klay Thompson's injury situation and kind of your thoughts and where we are as a team regarding that.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks to everybody that's here. I want to apologize to the Wiseman family and representatives, and also the Mannions, that we have to do this today regarding Klay. This is their day, and I'm happy that we're splitting it up and having the Klay questions now. So like Bob mentioned, if you have the Klay stuff, let's do that now, because after this segment, it should be about them. It's a huge day and an exciting day for these young men, and let's celebrate that. In regards to Klay, I don't know what to say. I mean, everybody knows now, but there's a lot on my mind. Spoke to him yesterday, spoken to some of our other players, got the news. Sitting next to our owner, Joe Lacob, and Steve Kerr's 4 or 5 feet away. And when you get those phone calls, and I'm not comparing this to what a lot of people are going through right now. I don't want to make that comparison, because there's people that are suffering and you know illnesses that can't be cured that are going on out in the world, and especially now. But in our job, in my job, these are those phone calls where your face, you know, the color drains from your face. And got a text message from his agent and said, hey, Klay might have hurt himself, call me. And what I do, it's not that we can't deal with these things. We do, and we will, and we have. But speaking for myself and our owner and our coach and all the people I work with and our players, what hurts the most, and speaking on behalf of Klay, We will move on, and we will be okay, and he will be okay. But what hurts the most is the time we put into our jobs, the sacrifices we make to do what we do, and to do what he does. And for him to have to now not be able to play basketball, that's the pain. That's the pain we feel for him. Being here from day one, since Klay showed up 9 years ago, or however many years ago it was, watching his journey, watching his growth. Nobody deserves this, and like I said, nobody deserves anything like this that befalls them, but this is a guy that loves basketball. He bleeds basketball. We talked today, and I told him, I said, Klay, I feel like for you, basketball is like air and water. You have to have it. And he just told me, he said, I've never not played basketball. I just, since 2000, or since whatever, 20, however many years ago, he's always played basketball. And it's very hard for an athlete, you know, sometimes you get to stop playing on your own time and on your own terms. And Klay's going to keep playing. But when it gets disrupted like this for an athlete of his caliber, it hurts. And it hurts us that care about him. I'm sure our fans that follow us, you know, feel the same way we do. And so, Bob, it's, I don't know. I can't sit here and say I feel good. I have confidence in our players. I have confidence in our coaches. I have confidence in our ownership. We're going to keep moving. We're never going to stop. But to be truthful, this hurts. It hurts me, and I know it hurts our organization.
Is there anything, without betraying any confidences, that you can share regarding his injury and the prognosis to fully recover and be Klay Thompson himself again?
I spoke to actually Steve was there in LA today. He's obviously back here now. Flew out last night. Our trainer was there. To be fully transparent, I haven't had a lot of time. we got a lot of my job, our job. Time's not going to wait for the Warriors. They don't I think people feel bad for us, but they don't stop for us. The league's not stopping for us. So we got to try to do what we can and get ready for next season. It's an Achilles tear. Prognosis for full recovery is very good. I'm sure I'll talk to the doctor that saw him at some point and talk to our trainer, but nothing, I don't want to share like the ins and outs. I don't know enough to know,
but it's totally understandable.
It's an Achilles tear, and we all kind of know what those mean. As far as degree and recovery time, I can't. Please give us a second to answer that question. Likely not playing this year. I mean, that's all I can say. I don't think anybody's saying or he's coming back, and I don't think anybody does in that time frame. So that's probably what I can say.
The other thing too is just where he fits in the friendship level of the team. The one thing with the Warriors that is so different from a lot of professional teams is there's a bond and a friendship through tough times and success, and we've all been together for such a long period of time that you almost heard as much on a personal level as where we're going to miss him professionally because of who he is.
Yeah, and for those of you that are brand new, like I said, the Mannion family, the Jessup who's not here, and the Wiseman group, you will hopefully get to experience what makes us unique, in my opinion. Hopefully, in your journey and time with us, you'll find out who we are. And you have an idea of who we are. Maybe you've seen us play and win, but you don't know me, you don't know our coach, you don't know our owner. But in time you will, but that takes time. And it takes pain, and it takes joy, and it takes all of it. And so when you talk about Clay, we've been through that with Clay. We've been through a rookie that couldn't make a shot, that people laughed at and called him Clay up because he couldn't make a layup. Quiet guy, for those of you in the media that have followed us and fans, this guy was a man of few words. I've watched him grow into a man. I've watched him win championships. I've watched him lose. I've watched him hurt himself in the NBA Finals. I've watched him rehab. We're going to watch him rehab again.
We watched him score 37 points in one quarter.
Watched him break the NBA record for three-pointers in a game.
In a game.
That's how you get to know somebody. So, yeah, it hurts. It hurts the longer you get to experience life with people, the more pain you have. But that's why you get invested in these relationships. That's why it's special. That's why over here, maybe there'll be a statue of that guy. But I lean on our owner. I mean, I lean on our coach. I lean on our players. We call Steph Curry. We call Draymond Green. I mean, it's pain. But these are the same guys you hug when you get the trophies, too. So you got to know somebody. You got to go through the battles with them to really feel what we feel right now as an organization.
If you have any questions, feel free to raise your hand if this is the time to kind of discuss this with Bob, or if you have questions regarding Clay's injury update, just kind of wave at us, and then the next part of the press conference obviously will be the fun part and the realization of just great things happening for two young men with the Warriors. So feel free to start it off.
Anthony Flores with NBC Bay Area. Bob, just wondering what Clay's mood was like when you talked to him this morning.
I don't know, probably what you'd expect. I mean, Clay has a strength of will, but right now it's a tough day for him. You know, it hurts. He'll get to a place, I think, where he's on the road. But right now, you know, like you or I or anybody, this is a tough day for him to hear that news. It's hard. It's tough.
Hi, Bob. Janie McCauley from AP. Seeing all the young guys contribute this past season, when you were without Steph, when you were without Clay and Draymond, how much does that experience for so many young players that they got help you going into this, you know, missing Clay again? It's devastating, but these guys showed their energy and what they could do thrown into the mix.
Yeah, I'm you know, in regards to how we responded last year, obviously our record was bad. That hurts. That hurts if you're a competitor. It hurt all our players. Nobody wants to lose. But I mean, you learn a lot about an organization in adversity. We got some more now. Life isn't, look, we've had our highs. We're going to have our lows. It doesn't pick and choose. It just is. And today and last night and yesterday, it's one of those hard ones. But like you mentioned, I admired the character. And Steve could speak more than I could about our team didn't break. I mean, what makes I was talking to a general manager of another team the other day, and you know, they got their own issues, and I said, the challenge in these times is staying together when your fabric is tested. And our fabric was tested last year, and people don't know it, and our record was 15-50, but we didn't break as an organization. You know, we didn't falter. We didn't start blaming people, and that's hard to do in this day and age. There's a lot of pressure, external, internal. So I was proud of our young players, proud of our veterans, proud of our coaching staff, proud of our front office. It's the hardest thing to do in sports is to keep your team connected. Winning or losing, that is the number one thing.
Hi, Bob. Chris Alvarez from ABC7 over here to your right there. If you can, to what extent, tell us what the conversations were like when you broke the news to Steph and Draymond.
You know, I've learned in life, sometimes words don't do it. It's not news you want to break on the phone, but that's how it was done, and a lot of silence. I don't know, I was with Joe and Steve and Kirk, and probably what you're hearing right now, nothing. What are you going to say? Those guys have been in it more than I have with Clay. There's no better bond than players with players. So I can't experience it from their standpoint. I know it hurts.
Bob, kind of looking, unfortunately, you had to look forward as well. And next man up, there'd been talk about Kelly Oubre agreeing to a deal. You have the $17 million trade exception. Anything you could share about where you guys go from here in terms of trying to fix the big hole that Clay left?
Yeah, Mark. I mean, we got this news, and we found ourselves with a hole at a position that we can't find many better guys to fill than a Clay Thompson. So now we write our board up, and we have under the two guard position, we had a blank space. That, you know, after processing that, like you mentioned, the league's not waiting for us. We got to do what we got to do. So we're exploring a lot of different things. I mean, I'm not saying this because the guy's 15 feet away from me. I am so lucky to have an owner and an ownership group like I have. And I don't know if the fans know how lucky they are. My boss wants to win. My boss has never said, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I'd like to thank him for giving myself and our front office the opportunity to be aggressive, because he wants to win. I could say he's doing it for the fans. He does it for them too, but he wants to win. And I want to win, and our coaching staff wants to win, and our players, our whole organization. But it is a business too, and sometimes, you got to look at that part. But he does, in all fairness, I've been here 10 years. It's been about winning. So, Mark, we're going to keep looking at what we can do and fill in that position and try to get the best player we can. Nothing's done as far as what you suggested or anything yet, but we got to look hard and look fast. And probably shouldn't even be up here. I should not even be doing this right now. But I got some great guys I work with that are working right now on what we can do. And so we got to fill that position and give our fans and our organization and all the people that support us the best chance to win next year that we can.
All right. Two more questions.
Hi, Bob. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Is there a way you could put into words what Clay means to your team and your fabric?
Yeah, I mean, I no, but I will try. Clay is... I've never met anybody that doesn't like Clay. I talked to somebody today, an opposing coach just called me, and who I really admire and respect, called and said, I'm very sorry about Clay. And I said, I think there's two players in the NBA that everybody likes and respects, without a doubt. And I'm going to say the other guy's name. I don't think I'm going to get in trouble, but I'll say the other guy's name. I think it's Klay Thompson and Derrick Rose. Everybody, those two guys, I think, are universally beloved. And how your peers feel about you in life, I think, says more than anything else. And he's one. I really believe that. And I think that he is admired within. He's admired without. And you can't put in words what he means to our team, means to our fans, our coaching staff, his teammates. He's, like Bob mentioned, he's the memories. I mean, he, and by the way, there's more to come. There's more Clay memories to come and more great moments. But no, I mean, I can't do it justice. I'd rather have Steph or Steve or Draymond or people that have been in it with him tell you what he means. But for me, it's, I don't know. You guys know Clay a little bit. He's a unique one, but a wonderful man and wonderful basketball player.
All right, last question.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about the designated player exception you could maybe get with Clay. How does that process going? And I mean, do you have to apply for it? And where are you at on that?
I got our trusty David Kelly over here, not working, by the way. He's just standing with his hands in his pockets. He's in charge of that, and we've actually had those conversations. We had to await kind of what the severity of the injury was to sort of go down that road, but we should have that answer soon and see what optionality that provides. Nobody ever want a disabled player exception roughly means you lost a player for a year. You never want that for any player. You certainly don't want it for a Klay Thompson. So potentially it's another vehicle to look at, and we're kind of doing this on the fly too. But it's a fair question, and it's something we've looked into.
All right, so appreciate everybody jumping in on that. I think Bob's addressed the Clay injury update, and obviously we've got free agency and other transactions, and Bob will be heavily working after today, basically after he gets off this. So our next step, if I can ask you, Bobby, to move over to that other chair, I will vacate this chair.